like today and you can see the sparkle in the trees and in the leaves, or it's one of those wonderful days where it's raining and you have an opportunity to look and say, oh, thank you, God, for the rain that nourishes our earth and the wisdom that nourishes our souls. And then I realized that so often, so much of the time, when I'm talking to God and wishing to hear God's wisdom, what I realize is that I'm telling God my wisdom. And I'm talking and talking and talking because that's kind of who I am. And I'm telling God how much I love God and how much I care about God and how beautiful the world is. And I can just keep going and going. And when I read this particular passage, it makes me realize, it says the wisdom is sitting right at the gate waiting for you. So then I wonder, how often am I just open and listening for the wisdom of God to talk to me instead of me talk to God? That there are times when just being silent and quiet and opening our hearts and our minds and just listening to what God has to say. And I know sometimes that just seems almost an impossible thing to do, especially if you're in a situation that really isn't the best situation for you. Just listening, just being quiet, just asking for that wisdom and God's grace to just flow over you and drench you and allow you to hear what it is that God is trying to say to you. I have a real problem with this scripture about the bridesmaids. I just can't ever imagine God shutting the door on anyone. And I just kept thinking about those bridesmaids and the mistakes that they had made and how they didn't have enough oil. And why were they so unprepared? And you know, it's almost, I don't know whether it's the way you read it or the way I would read it out loud, but it's like you're saying the bridesmaids who had oil and they have such a superior kind of a sound about them. And then there's those bridesmaids, those other ones that didn't have enough and they wanted to borrow some. And you know, for me, borrowing and having somebody share with you is just kind of like what I think God teaches us to do, to share with the people around us. But in my conversations and in thinking about that, I kind of realized that sometimes sharing is a good thing, but sometimes we need to be preparing in ourselves. We again need to just stop and listen. And if what God is saying to you is, you need to be prepared because you really don't know what's going to happen in the future, and you need to fill yourself with all of the spiritual graces that you can possibly fill yourself with. You need to just open up yourself and allow the oil to pour in for you, so that you will be prepared at any time for the coming of Jesus. And that when it's time, there's not just a sense of, oh, wow, look who I am, I have enough oil. It's a sense of humbleness. I listened. I saw wisdom sitting at the gate, and I listened to what wisdom had to say, and I recognized I had to be prepared. And then there's that being able to get up and walk forward and know that I've done the very best that I can do in my life to be prepared for meeting Jesus on God's terms. It makes me think about my mother, who, as you know, just passed away on August 30th. And she kept asking me, how long do I have to be here? When can I just go and be with God? My mother was a person who constantly filled her oil. She was a person who was very orderly and really cared that things were done in exactly the right way. Saying her prayers in the morning, reading the scripture, talking to God, But in those last couple of weeks when she was in so much pain, it was like she just couldn't reach out and listen to what God was saying for her enormous faithfulness. And Father Ken shared a story with me this morning about Ruthie and her father. And I thought how much this was what my mother was going through too. My mother had no doubt that she was going to be in heaven with God. And she wasn't afraid about that, but she was anxious as to when is the time coming that I do not have to be here suffering anymore. And so she had kind of a tense feeling about the whole situation. And what Father Ken was telling me was that when Ruthie's father was dying, he began to be a little afraid. He began to worry just a little bit. And he said to Ruthie that he wasn't sure he had enough faith. And Ruthie told him it was okay. She had enough faith for both of them. And that brought me back to thinking about this story about the oil. You know, and we just talked about just a little bit ago, because, you know, that's how you do. You just keep talking about it, thinking about it, filling yourself up, making the oil and everything that's a part of you come into you and helping you to be prepared for the love of Jesus Christ to just wash over you at all times. And I said to Father Ken, I think sometimes I'm trying to prepare so much that my oil is running over, that I just don't have a sense of being totally prepared and totally everything is done in the appropriate way. But in fact, I just keep asking and talking and reaching out. And I think maybe that's what my mother was doing. You know, she just kept working at it. And I think that then there's a time when we could say, I have enough oil to share for both of us. My friend Betty, who is part of the persons who lost their homes in the fire, she was telling that she had decided right from the beginning, I'm just going to let God take care of everything. I'll just let God take care of it. And she kept saying that, I'm just going to let God take care of it. And she was living in her car, and she had four dogs living in the car with her, and she really didn't know where to go or what to do. And she would come, and she's a caregiver for my father, and she would say to me, it's okay. I'm okay, because I'm just going to let God take care of everything. And then she began to have a sense of fearfulness that, what was going to happen? And then she got to thinking, you know, I think God helps those who help themselves. And she said to my father, do you think God helps those who help themselves? And my father said to her, Betty, yes, you really need to start taking care of yourself. You need to start working on some of the projects that you need to take care of to rebuild your house, to take care of your finances. And she said as she began to do those kinds of things, she began to have a sense of peacefulness. And it wasn't the fact that God wasn't going to take care of her. It was that God was working with her, and together they were taking care of things. And she had such a great strength knowing that God was right there with her. I think those who don't have enough oil are folks who wish they had enough oil. They just were the kind of people who haven't really prepared. And that maybe you and I can have an opportunity to share our love of Jesus Christ with all of the people we meet, so that when the time comes, all of us are equally blessed with the oil that will light our way to the love of Jesus Christ. May you and I have a sense that we are truly a part of God's kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.